calls. Hey, Ann Killian joins us, of course, the columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. Annie, how are you?
I'm great. What a gorgeous day.
Isn't it amazing? And, you know, it's interesting because you're a football person, too, and I know you wrote about Alden Smith this morning. And, you know, football is in the air, and baseball is, too. And there's something unique about the spirit of September, going through a baseball race and a football opening.
Especially around here. September's pretty exciting since we have, you know, four teams and college football, too. I don't forget that. But we do have four professional teams, you know, one starting its season with all sorts of hopes and dreams, and two ending their season trying to push into the playoffs. It's a great month in the Bay Area.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you wrote a little bit, and I know you and I have talked a little bit about Lincecum. And I'm just curious, your take on him and how he got into this mess, how he gets out of it, and if you think he'll factor in the last month of the season.
Yeah, you know, over the years, I've learned, and I think a lot of people have learned, even though they keep doing it, to not write him off in terms of what his impact will be and how it will come. You know, whenever people are ready to throw him away and write him off, he does something like help you win a World Series out of the bullpen or resurrect himself in September to help you get into the playoffs in a World Series. I mean, he's really, you know, it's funny to me that he's so inconsistent, and he has been over the last couple of years, and he also shows these moments of brilliance. So it's really frustrating. It's really hard to figure out. But certainly for what he means to the organization in the past and you know, for his ability, his pattern over the years to not be done when people say he's done, I certainly think, I would think in some way he'll contribute to this team down the stretch. And, you know, my theory, which I wrote about in Friday's paper, everyone's pointing to the 7-game stretch, right, or 6-game stretch of starts of how terrible it was dating back to July 25th. And before that, you know, in July, Bochy said it, many people said it, like, wow, he really looks like he's figured it out, he's really pitching well, you know, he had the no-hitter, you know, he really was finding a consistency. I mean, he still had the occasional bad starts or walked too many guys, but he was looking more consistent. And then on July 25th, the Dodgers were in town, and if you recall, that was when Hector Sanchez took a horrific hit to the head in the fourth inning. The Giants were down just 1-0 at that point, and they lost that game 8-1. And Lincecum completely unraveled. Hector hasn't caught him since, and I really think there's a huge correlation there for a couple of reasons. I mean, one, we know that Hector and Tim had a rhythm going. They don't want Posey to catch him. He's too tough on catchers, you know, the blocking the balls in the dirt and the way he pitches is just beats up a catcher. So they really don't want Posey to catch him. And he and Hector had really found a rhythm. Hector was great at blocking the balls. And I think Tim was comfortable throwing all of his pitches to Hector. And I got to wonder if he's not in that comfort zone. And then I think also Tim, I mean, you know, Marty, he had that struggle after Molina was traded, getting a connection with Buster. He's very much seems to be a pitcher who needs to have like kind of a trust relationship with his catcher. It took him and Posey a while to find it, and they did find it, and, you know, obviously have done great things together. And I think that he and Hector had it, and I think, you know, Tim isn't the kind of pitcher who has a lot of weird habits like so many starting pitchers. I mean, he doesn't have to go into a lockdown mode like 2 days before a start, and I doubt he, you know, always has to eat the same thing or follow the same pattern. Like some guys, I mean, Vogelsong is like that. There's guys.
Hey, Zito is like that.
Zito was like, I mean, there's a lot of starting pitchers who are like that. But I think Lincecum has his other quirks, and one of them is he really has to have a thing going with his catcher. And I mean, it's such a direct correlation to these, you know, Hector's gone and Tim's unraveled and just can't seem to get it back.
Boy, amazing. I'm open to it. At first I was not. I said, come on, 250 major league starts. The guy's been down the road a million times. But he is that delicate, I guess, in a delivery that if it is off and it gets in his head, which it has, maybe it is the catcher. Why not?
Well, I mean, I mean, it's partly mechanics, but I think the mechanics all, I mean, it's a lot of mechanics, not partly, but I think, you know, and Bochy and Rigetti have said this, the mechanics start in your head, and if he's not comfortable or not, you know, if he doesn't want to have a wild pitch, I mean, you know, I mean, that part has to start in your head too. So, yeah, I mean, sure, people are like, ah, he's a veteran, you know, he's making $17 million a year, that's nonsense, but just looking at the, what's happened in his career before with changes behind the plate, I think it has to play a role. And Bochy, you know, said that he probably thought it could have played a part in it.
Well, it's Ant Killian with us from the Crown. Great. I like your analysis on that because I think with, you know, 28 to go down the stretch, these guys have been there before. And they, you know, when you've been there before, you know what you can have. And somehow I think it motivates you, especially in baseball. It's like the last 5 minutes of an NBA game. I tell you, these guys turn it on this time of year. I think he can be a major part coming out of the bullpen. I don't think you'd have to have him start. I think he's more valuable coming out of the pen right now.
Oh, I think he could be too. And I think, you know, while it's probably not his preferred place, I mean, he knows that he can do that. He knows he's had success and he knows he's contributed to the team. And I think he just wants to, you know, not feel like he's a dead weight on this team, which I'm sure, you know, I mean, I think he's felt that, you know, he's been very blunt about how bad he's been. And you know, that's, that can't make him feel good. I think you're right. I mean, there's something about this kind of urgency that this team has responded to in the past, or elements of this team. I mean, every team is different. But, I, you know, and just the way they've been playing and having fun and looking a little looser and kind of figuring out, you know, off-the-grid answers to all these problems that have faced them, including, you know, the young kids coming up that, you know, back in June, would you ever have dreamed those guys, you know, would be contributing the way they are? And, you know, Petit making the switch out of the bullpen. And, you know, I mean, they've been dealt a pretty rough hand, starting with Scudero, you know, Pagan,
Belt and Kane,
you know, Belt, Kane, the situation with Hector is...
How about Romo?
Pardon?
Romo, throw him in the mix.
Yeah, Romo, pulling him out. I mean, they've done some, for a team that likes nothing better, I mean, this is not the A's. They like nothing better than predictability and consistency, the Giants, and they have really had none this season. I mean, it's gone about as bad, except for, you know, if something happened to Buster. But, I mean, it's gone about as bad as it could go. And somehow they're still in it, and you're right. They could start clicking right now. I mean, you know, they can see the finish line, and they know the Dodgers have not put together some amazing run like everyone expected. And so I think it's going to be really fun through September. I mean, I wouldn't make any predictions about what's going to happen, but I think, you know, all you can ask in this world is to be interested and entertained on a daily basis, and that's what's happening.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I think the other thing I'd love to touch on with you is you're right. This is an organization that likes predictability. To make a trade, you've got to get a congressional edict, you know, to do something. Really, you have to. It just doesn't happen. They don't make trades. They're very linear. You know, it's very simple. But moving Panic into the second spot and putting Pence in the fifth spot, I think actually was a pretty desperate, but it was a very important move that they made, and I think it's going to be the move of September to see how it turns out.
Well, yeah, it certainly could be. I mean, you know, Bochy was talking about it the other day about just wanting to stretch that lineup out a little bit. And Panic, I mean, wow, what a job he's done. I mean, all these guys, you know, I mean, that was the thing around the trade deadline. There was so much talk about, well, the Giants don't have a farm system, and they can't, you know, they can't wheel and deal like the A's do, and they don't have that many prospects that anyone's interested in. And all of a sudden, here are these three guys who are up from the minors that are making a huge impact. So, you know, I think that's got to make some of the naysayers, you know, change their opinion a little bit about maybe what Sabian and his staff do year round. And I think, you know, if you look around the diamond now, the team's homegrown. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the Giants still have that reputation of signing old guys from other teams, but really that's not the truth.
No. Yeah, I'm glad you pointed that out. It really isn't. Hey, great to have you with us today. And, you know, I like to say the mosaic of a season, and you just don't know where it's going to go. They could end up losing five straight, and all of a sudden we'll be screaming again. But then again, they could win 8 of 11 and make this thing really interesting. So that's what September's all about. And to
September's the time you can finally, like, start screaming. You can get panic now. Like, when people were, like, living and dying with everything that happened in May and June, I can't get there. It's too long of a season. But now, yeah, it can be intense on a daily basis, so.
Good stuff. Hey, I appreciate you being on, and as always, very good. And I like the Linscomb thoughts. That's one that we'll have to see how that – that's almost, for me, the story of September, to see how he's going to contribute. I like that.
Yeah, and wow, Petit, you just can't say enough about him. I mean, for a guy who was a starter and then, you know, has only been in the bullpen mostly for the Giants, I mean, he really – it's fun to see how people respond and when they're asked to do different things and asked to step up. Some guys can't do it and some guys can. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, in September, the pros step up, and that let's see how it works out, because it works both ways. Hey, have a great afternoon, and thank you so much for coming on.
Okay, great to talk to you, Marty.
All right, that is Ann Killian of the Chronicle. Wow, that's baseball in September. This-